Good morning, marketers. We've returned for a final broadcast of the Morning Wake Up Podcast live from Advertising Week 2024, the 20th anniversary of Advertising Week New York, courtesy of our partners at Kantar and Reddit. Today's episode is a special one, not only because it's the last one of Advertising Week New York 2024, but because we'll be diving into Thursday's themes of creativity and trends. And we're joined by our good friend, Reddit's Ryan Brendel, who's on hand for a special recap of the week. So thanks for listening. And Ryan, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
My pleasure. So I think for starters, you know, we're going to get to the recap part. But I think before we do that, you had a panel, a session. I think we're calling them sessions now. I got to stop using the word panel. You know, yeah. It's so 2023 to say panel. Tell me a little bit about it. That was yesterday, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. No, yesterday I got to present with Nicole Jones. We talked through a little bit about how do we take the modern performance advertising measurement stack and start applying it to the brand world. And then how do those two work together to supercharge your advertising in general? Because I think there's a lot of, you know, focus on, hey, is it brand advertising? Is it performance advertising? And in my eyes, and what I see is like it can be a bit of both, and we can put them together in really interesting ways.
Excellent. Well, what's your role at Reddit? Let's go into that first.
Yeah. So I'm the global head of marketing science at Reddit. So I've been there for about 5 years. And basically what that means is, you know, I help advertisers understand the value that the platform is driving for them and help, you know, communicate that, help them understand and help them achieve what they're trying to accomplish on the platform.
Excellent. Well, you know, it's funny. Reddit is one of the platforms that I find is by and large my favorite. It's interesting. I never really thought of Reddit as a social platform for the longest time, even though I'm more social on Reddit than probably any other platform.
Yeah, right.
Probably all other platforms combined, quite honestly. But it doesn't feel like until more recently people have been saying, you know, it's a social platform. And I don't know why that is. I think it's because the brevity isn't there. It's very long form. It's very informative. For the most part, 99.999% of the time, in my experience, it's in way, 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 way friendlier.
Yeah.
But when it comes to sort of the advertising and marketing side of it, it's also, you know, at least within the walls of Advertising Week, it feels like it's also relatively new.
Yeah.
Even though it's been around forever.
Yeah. It was so funny. After my talk yesterday, I had a woman come up and say, hey, this is a new platform. You know, when did you guys get started? And I was like, oh, you know, like 2004, 2005, you know? So it's been around for a really long time. But it is kind of, I think both advertisers and the world at large are really starting to understand the value of it. And so I'm fortunate enough, I've been on Reddit for well over a decade. I was a passionate user before I knew you could have a job there. And it's always been such a great place to bring your whole self. And so we, you know, that comparison with social media is really interesting. You know, some people say we are, some people say we're not. You know, I'll let them debate that a little bit. But in my mind, social media, you are, you know, maybe interacting with people you don't want to be, like, you know, that uncle that you can't stand or that friend from high school. And, you know, around things that, you know, you maybe care about. So it's people you know around things you don't care about, where Reddit is people you don't know around things you're really passionate about. And I think in this modern day and age, that's actually a really great way to connect with folks. And like I said, I think you can bring your whole self to the platform, which is really neat. I can bring my business self. I can bring my nerd self. I can bring my passions, my hobbies, all sorts of things, and find other people that are really leaned into those things and really excited about them.
You know, it's interesting you say that because I actually did find my own weird uncle on Reddit. True story.
Oh, perfect.
True story. Like, I have this uncle, and I love him to death. He's a really cool guy. It's just we've kind of, he lives in a different state from me. I used to actually work with him in a family business years and years and years ago, and we have some common hobbies.
Yeah.
And randomly, I found him on Reddit. About a year ago.
Yeah.
And yeah, we still share the same common hobbies. I mean, that's how I found him again. I found this guy. He, you know, I'm like looking at this, his Reddit username, and I'm like, wow, that's there's no way.
It's so familiar.
Yeah. And then I'm kind of looking at his, you know, the various things he posts and the way he writes, and I'm like, oh, that's definitely him. And it's interesting, you know, that all of our uncles are on Reddit.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I think, you know, we've seen massive growth in the platform, and I think advertisers are really also starting to connect that value. I mean, people are going to Reddit, like I said, around these passions to find answers, to find experts in things they don't know about, to learn more. And I think it's one of the few corners of the internet where, you know, like the quality and the zeitgeist really lives. Mm-hmm. And so I think advertisers really have an opportunity to tap into that. And that's the story I tell, you know, every day at work. Is like, here's how to do that. And here's the value it can, you know, drive for your business. Like you want to be part of those conversations. You want to be part of the decision making. You want to be part of those communities. And it's really valuable. And I think advertisers, you know, especially in the last year, you know, we've had an IPO, we have incredible events like this. I think it's really starting to resonate with the industry and they're really understanding it more, which, you know, is awesome.
I do want to take a moment to just kind of a small disclaimer here that you know, neither Ryan nor Reddit has, you know, asked me to just gush about Reddit here in the first part of this program. It's just purely my own feelings for sure.
But I feel like that's the way a lot of people feel. And again, that's kind of what drew me to the platform, you know, so many years ago, was just a passion of being able, like I said, to have these nuanced conversations. Like I'll give you a great example. I bought a treadmill in COVID, you know, trying to stay healthy the same as everybody else.
Yeah.
And I liked one trainer on it, and I had this off-brand of treadmill. And I found a community of 100 people that also like this trainer, that also like this treadmill, and that were really passionate about it. And like, I just don't know where else you can do that in a meaningful way on the internet. And so I think there's 1,000 examples we can all tell where it's like, you just find these like connections, these little passion points, and you can engage with them and have fun. And that's great.
I do wonder now if I bought that same weird off-brand treadmill.
I would say we could have been in the same. It was running with Rivs, you know, so...
Well, as we look ahead to the themes today, Thursday at Advertising Week, one of the top ones is going to be creativity. Mm-hmm. And under the creativity umbrella, one of the sort of sub-themes is nostalgia.
Yeah.
Which is, nostalgia is one of those things that I think just, it's the gift that keeps on giving, obviously. But, you know, marketers are tapping into nostalgia in ways that I think are... surprising. Mm-hmm. Actually, surprising probably isn't the best word, but the depth in which they're digging into nostalgia is what I think is surprising. And what are your thoughts?
Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt that, you know, it's definitely everywhere these days. Mm-hmm. And maybe a bit overplayed at times, but...
Here and there.
Yeah. But I do think, like, look, I think we all have these connections to these past worlds. And I think, you know, you look back on these things with like a lot of fondness and, you know, I mean, for me, I'm an older millennial. So I definitely, you know, look back at some of those times and with a lot of, you know, fun and passion, and it's fun to see them brought up again and harken back. And so I think, you know, the key for me is, it is a really interesting way for advertisers to create very meaningful emotional connections. Like that's very hard to do. It's hard to break out these days and be able to do that. And that's a really great avenue to do that. There's this, you know, this wealth of goodwill, of excitement that you can tap into. And I think advertisers that do that in subtle and smart ways, you know, it's a great way to kind of, you know, communicate those messages and bring it forward.
Do you have any personal favorites?
Yeah.
Any sort of nostalgias that you think are maybe underrepresented that you'd like to see make yet another comeback?
You know, I've always been a huge Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles fan.
Oh my God. And I swear I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah. It's one of those little passions. I read the comics growing up, you know, watched the shows, all that kind of stuff. And, that's one for me that, you know, anytime you put a Ninja Turtle in something, it's immediately going to draw my attention. And I had, you know, I had a really great moment. So I have a 5-year-old daughter, and I was at a toy store the other day. There were the 4 Ninja Turtles lined up. Mm-hmm. She's like, I want to get one. I was like, oh man, this is a big moment.
Yeah.
You got to pick your favorite Ninja Turtle. So it's not only, you know, did that in that moment create something that I was passionate about, but like I got to share with my daughter. She chose Michelangelo.
Yeah.
And I was like, great, that totally fits your personality. Like, you know, this would be wonderful. But like, those are really great moments of, like I said, being, you know, passionate about it, tapping into. And then, you know, there's like these interesting commercial opportunities like that arise that then I can share with my daughter, which is cool.
Total aside, have you read The Last Ronin?
So I did. I've read that one, The Re-Evolution, you know, all of them. And I'm really loving it. I'm having a great time. So,
you know,
like personal favorite of yours?
Last Ronin is personal favorite. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was like, this made a lot of the missteps over the many past few years, past few decades, all worthwhile.
Yeah, this is what Adweek needs, the hard-hitting comic review. So check it out, team. It's awesome.
That may be a subject for a whole different conference, but we're here to talk about it as well.
I love it.
Touching on that a little bit, but also kind of getting over more into the media side. Mm-hmm. Is the continued blurred lines between what is media and what is creative. And I think in my mind, one of the things that's really interesting about this is you know, as we were just talking about nostalgia, I go back to things like, you know, The Mandalorian and the ways in which stuff like Star Wars and it's, you know, that just that entire massive IP, that galaxy, as it were, is used in not only, you know, continuing series and, you know, shows like The Mandalorian, but also in advertising.
Yeah.
And I've come to the conclusion, I came to the conclusion many years ago that, you know, as a kid growing up in the era of the original trilogy, am I actually watching a movie or am I watching 2-hour commercials designed to sell me toys? I really don't know. And fast forward to today, you know, we're now talking about those blurred lines. I would argue those blurred lines have existed forever.
Yeah.
But that is a topic today. And I'm curious to know what your thoughts are.
Yeah. You know, I'll take it from kind of that Reddit lens a little bit. And, you know, for us, so much of the discussion around these type of things, and I think this relates to the nostalgia piece as well, is happening on Reddit. And so, you know, you go and you watch those things, you engage with, you know, those type of that type of media. And then, you know, you're coming to places, you know, like Reddit to talk about Rings of Power, to talk about, you know, the latest Star Wars show, to talk about true crime, you know, Bravo, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, it brings that second life and that community to it. And so I think, you know, again, there's these really interesting ways of saying, hey, we have these medias that create this excitement, that create this, you know, shared sense of community. You know, those things are always on Reddit. They're talking about those things, not just in season, but off season, in between, things like that. And like, those are really interesting places to engage and be part of those discussions. If it's important for your brand. And so, like, I think that's a really interesting way that the, you know, the platform's evolved and that you can kind of interact. Because I don't just, like, I totally agree with you that, you know, we have these big central tentpole media moments as a culture. And then, you know, like I said, but it's like, you know, where do you go when your wife is like, I don't care about your, you know, conspiracy theory on Star Wars. It's like, I go to the internet, talk about it with my friends on Reddit. You know, like I said, if you want to hit, you know, people that are passionate about those things, you know, they're always on in the community, which is fun.
Well, statistically speaking, though, and it's funny because you actually just touched on it. True crime.
Yeah.
Which is, oddly enough, and this still just statistically, this blows my mind. I don't have the exact statistic in front of me, but if you look at the U.S. female demographic, they love true crime podcasts.
Yep.
And I don't know if that's because the husbands in the United States are digging so far into Star Wars conspiracy theories and they're plotting murders and how to get away with it or whatever. But I do know that, you know, shows like CSI, NCIS, all these true crime shows, and then now true crime podcasts are very popular with this demographic. We have a podcast zone here at Advertising Week today. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of talk about that. But is that in your household?
Yeah.
Kind of a thing.
Oh yeah, I mean one of one female in my household.
Yeah,
is, you know, or 18 plus is very into that. She spends a lot of time with it. Yeah, and I think, you know, it is definitely a passion point. I don't personally understand it. Like I said, I'm definitely more the Star Wars Ninja Turtle crowd. But yeah, it's really interesting, and it's, you know, and this is something where it's like I said, she like talks about it with her friends. Like it again, I think the way a Star Wars or something like that is a cultural touch point for my group of friends. I think, you know, she's finding that with her friends where they're talking about those kind of things. I think, again, I think it's about finding your tribe, right? And I think that's that's just a big popular tribe at this moment. It's like finding that right community where you can create genuine belonging, genuine connection, all that kind of stuff. I think that's a really great example of something that's just, you know, people are really rallying around that. And again, I don't know if I understand the psychology of it. I need the breakdown, but it's really interesting.
I want to understand. I mean, maybe I don't want to understand the psychology of it. I mean, that's where you end up at kind of dangerous territory. What I actually really want, though, is to find a way to merge the two. You know what I mean? Like, I want to find a way to figure out what bridges that gap for some reason.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just want to know what that would look like. And then, you know, kind of going into sort of other topics of the day, we're going to explore the future of sports culture, which I always feel sports culture is so far beyond what I ever, as a kid who loves sports, it's so far beyond what, you know, I ever would have expected. Even as an adult, I think day by day, year by year, I am just continually blown away by how sports culture has just expanded.
Yeah.
And you know, we're in a place now where I'm not even sure I fully understand what it's become. Mm-hmm. As you know, I watch a lot of sports. I don't think a day goes by where I don't watch at least one sport.
Yeah.
I follow most sports. I probably follow 2 to 3 teams within each and every sport. And I feel like I'm still pretty minor league in the whole scheme of things. Yeah. When it comes to sports culture, and I have to think at Reddit, you're, you know, there's a massive section of Reddit dedicated to sports. I know this for a fact because I'm using it.
Yeah.
What do you guys see any trends or anything of that sort that, you know, you could share with us on what you might see as the future of sports culture?
Yeah. No, it's such a fascinating moment. So, yeah, first of all, you know, Reddit is, I think, a lot of discussion that used to happen on other platforms has migrated to Reddit over the years, and especially in the last, I would say, like 24 months. And so we have, you know, massive communities around the NFL, the NBA, MLB, Premier League Soccer, you know, all of these different groups. And it's such a fascinating thing. And I think sports in general is having maybe two moments. One is, you know, this, you know, bringing in the betting aspect, that's, you know, much less taboo than it used to be. And there's lots of discussions around that version of sports. There's lots of discussions around, you know, the memeing and fun that is sports culture, right? Mm-hmm. You know, where for me, I'm from Denver, AFC West memes is something that I regularly check in on. So it's like, you can have this fun aspect of sports. You know, there's serious discussion about the technical setup of these sports. There's the business side of sports. And, you know, all of those communities are brought together on a place like Reddit where they're, you know, you can engage in it in your flavor, right? I'll give you another great example. During the Super Bowl, we had this thing where in the NFL sub, it had the tracker of, hey, here's the scoreboard for the actual game. And then over in the Taylor Swift subreddit, there was another tracker of, you know, how many times has she seen, you know, all those things. And so that's a fun way to engage in sports that's like very different. But yeah, it's been, you know, like just like I said, massive growth, massive discussion. And I'm in the same boat as you. So I went to the University of Colorado and, you know, it's just been a wild couple of years with Deion Sanders. Love him. So excited he's there. And you know, I've been wading in on college football's subreddits left and right, defending my beloved Buffaloes and, you know, having lots of fun. I think a lot of people are getting to engage in that way. So it's like, if you want to talk about sports, I really do think Reddit is like the place to do it these days.
Well, it's a little more in depth.
Yeah.
I mean, massive understatement, obviously. But, you know, I mean, I think there's, again, if you go back to what I feel is, and we won't, you know, name platforms or anything, but when you go to other social media platforms, you get like, you know, you suck, you know, and, you know, yay. And, you know, touchdown, you know, that's my favorite one is, you know, when you're just kind of randomly looking at those platforms and you see touchdown and you're like, okay.
Yeah.
And if you're not looking at it live, you know, say you skip it for 2 days, you're kind of like, that's so pointless. You know, like to see touchdown is, you know, it's not like I'm going to all of a sudden relive that moment in my mind where, oh yeah, that's right, there was a touchdown 2 days ago. How exciting, you know. It's really just kind of, you've almost rendered the platform itself a bit more irrelevant by showing me that.
Yeah.
Whereas the discussion that's going on a platform like Reddit is obviously far more impactful.
Yeah. I'll tell you, that's one of the interesting sessions I went to this week here at Adweek was, you know, hosted by the WNBA, Verizon Media, ION, and where they were talking about the rise of women's sports, right? I mean, it's, you know, Caitlin Clark has been, you know, such an incredible figure for that league this year. And they were just talking through, you know, just the incremental gain in sports viewership by investing in women. And that was really a fascinating talk. And, you know, I hope Adweek makes that available for folks to hear. But just, you know, the business of not just, you know, the traditional male demographics, but, you know, this huge rise in women's demographics, the passion that everyone's feeling for those leagues. And it's definitely like a real cultural moment and another place, you know, another community that's really active and growing these days.
Well, Ryan, I'm glad you brought that up because at this point in the program, I'd like to remind everybody that with your delegate pass or digital delegate pass, you are able to watch all sessions on video on demand for at least the next week and 3 days, I believe it is. And that's what, you know, definitely worth checking out. At this point in the program, I'd like to do a segment that I had theme music for.
Oh.
And I no longer do. called Recap with Ryan. The theme music, unfortunately, somebody came in and was using some of the gear sometime in the past 2 days and managed to reformat the wonderful soundboard here. Unbeknownst to me, erased the E button here, which was for Recap with Ryan. You'll notice that there is no light on the E button anymore.
Can confirm in our live setting.
Yeah, so there's that. I would sing a jingle or something like that, but you know, it is Thursday, so no, I'm not. Ryan, you're great. I'm just not going to do it.
Appreciate it. No, I appreciate you taking the time, and I'm so sorry that I missed it. It sounds magical.
Yeah, it was a little hip hop-ish, you know.
Yeah.
Definitely royalty free because that's how we roll here at Advertising Week. But part of the program here today is really kind of going over some of the things you saw. You've been on the ground here. You've seen a lot of stuff, and more importantly, I think talked to a lot of people.
Yeah.
In your assessment, what are some of the key themes you've seen? What are people talking about?
Yeah. I mean, I can give it, you know, obviously I think we all come at these, you know, and you look at your sessions, you're like, oh, that's when I want to be at. That's when I want to be at. So, you know, approach it from my own lens a little bit. But, you know, some of the big things I saw in the marketing science world this week was really, you know, kind of about the idea that I did my talk on and saw others on, which was really this idea of like the relationship of brand and performance and how those work together, how they're separate, how different groups are thinking about it. So that was definitely a big theme we can get into. I think there was a lot of discussion about, you know, how, you know, kind of from the Reddit lens of like, how do brands find their community and their place? There's so much advertising out there. There's so much, you know, noise. How do you break through to your people? How do you cultivate them? You know, you can't be everywhere all at once. You know, how are you thoughtful about where you're putting your media? How do you find the right creative? How do you blend those things together? So a lot of interesting discussion around that. And then for me, there was a lot of talk about like ad infrastructure. And by that, I mean, look, you know, cookies were coming, cookies were going, you know, there's, you know, are they, you know, Google said they're not going to deprecate. What does that mean for the internet? What does AI mean? You know, there's a lot of talk about how to apply it. There's a lot of buzz about it. Is it real? Some of those. And I think, you know, privacy in my world is always a hot topic and thinking those through. So I think those are some big themes that kind of popped out to me as I looked around and attended stuff and talked to folks this week.
If you don't mind, let's take those, you know, one at a time.
Sure.
And just in brief, through the Reddit lens, because I am curious to know what the Reddit perspective is on a few of those.
Yeah.
Well, the first one, let's start there.
Yeah. So brand and performance are really interesting. And for me, I think performance has this reputation of being, you know, extremely data driven, you know, very thoughtful. This is how you create value. And I think advertisers have leaned really heavily into it. And they should. Look, it's absolutely true. You can generate a lot of value for your company with that. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of folks have done that at the expense of those branding expert, you know, that of that branding budget. And the reality is, I think a lot of consumers are feeling a bit untethered. There's, you know, the idea of like brand loyalty of, you know, brand love, being passionate. I think a lot of them have gotten more disconnected from that. And so you kind of see the pendulum swing the other way where it's like, hey, how do we start to lean into those that type of advertising and be successful there? But then we get back to the question of like, all right, well, but I still need to justify my investment. My CFO, you know, my board of directors, they still want to know where my marketing budget went and what value it created for the company. And so like, for example, my talk was really about how do you use things like brand trackers, smart optimization, incrementality testing, and build a stack that very much resembles the, you know, mixed marketing model, you know, CPA incrementality testing on the performance side. And I think like we're really looking at that a lot at Reddit and saying, hey, how do we use brand to help rebuild these things, be very data driven about it, help advertisers unlock this value, and then communicate that in a similar way to performance so that's really valuable. And the real unlock is that when you do that, it actually ends up supercharging your performance advertising. And so that was kind of my take. I think Wark did a really great presentation that had a lot of the same themes about like, look, you have to invest in brand in order to get that multiplier on your performance budgets. Like that's, you know, having that familiarity, being receptive to that, that's really what supercharges your performance, especially in issues where you're, you know, a bit more saturated or, you know, you're trying to find new customers, new products like that.
Sure. And then, you know, a focus on helping advertisers find their communities. I mean, obviously you're one massive community over Reddit, but you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's kind of what I was saying a minute ago, where it's there is a saturation to that, to, you know, just the continual buzz. Everybody's trying to be all these places. And I think, you know, I went to some really great talks talking about, like, how do you refine down that strategy and really figure out who to go after? You know, how do you look at incrementality and really figure out these are the places where we should be investing and we should be fostering and harboring our communities? I think there's a lot of talk about do that. You know, I'll give you an example. So video, there's, you know, tons of people are constantly focusing on video ads. And in my world, I see that actually the static and text-based ads really resonate. And I think the reason is because, one, that's a little bit what the platform is, but I also think it's differentiated, and it's, you know, it's kind of like, well, people are like, yeah, I'm tired of maybe just surface level things. I want to have deeper discussions about some of the stuff. I want to learn more. I want to be part of that. And so, you know, that's just one example of, you know, people finding the right way to bring their brand forward and educate and lean into that. And so, again, I think it's a matter of, you know, kind of going out to these places, testing, you know, what works, what's the right targeting, what's the right community. A lot of talk about contextual advertising versus, you know, targeted advertising, how that fits in, and how you, you know, again, test and learn and find your communities that way. So there's been a lot of discussion of, you know, comparing different ways of doing that, different metrics to drive that, and how to find it.
I'll tell you, I think one of my favorite things about Reddit is when people do put videos on Reddit.
Oh, yeah.
It's very deliberate, and it actually serves a purpose.
Yeah.
90% of the rest of the internet, video sucks.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't understand. There's got to be a group of video people out there who are just sitting there going, yeah, this is how we make some money. We convince everybody that video is the thing. Nobody wants to watch a video. Yeah. Like, I love YouTube. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. YouTube's amazing. It's one of my favorite things to do to unwind. I watch it on my TV constantly, but video on a website is just awful.
Yeah.
Like, this autoplay, like, and here's the new Lexus. It's like, I don't care. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, well, and I think, you know, in a lot of places, especially in the open, you know, you're getting pop-ups that are coming up and you're just trying to close through them as quick as possible, figure out where to skip. And so, yeah, I mean, I think that's a really great example of finding the right way to tell your story in the right places where it's going to resonate.
Yeah.
So, you know, I saw a really great talk from Qualcomm, and I'm trying to remember the other group, but they were talking about how to balance efficiency with effectiveness. For a long time, it was, hey, we have to drive effectiveness with our ads. And I feel like the pendulum is again swinging and saying, look, it's not just about that. It's about finding efficiency. Where is this really making a difference? Not just, you know, where is it testing well?
Yeah.
And like, I think, you know, and it's because of things like that. You know, you could get massive reach with some of this stuff, but everybody hated it. No one paid attention to it. It wasn't relevant. It didn't move anything. And now people are being much more thoughtful and saying, hey, how do we scale down, find those places where we can really have impact and double down there? And so, you know, in my role at Reddit, I spend a lot of time helping advertisers find it. How do you find the communities either that are really obvious? You know, if you're selling toys, there's a toy community.
Sure.
If you're selling, you know, technologies, lots of tech folks. But sometimes it's the ones that are not as obvious, you know, where it's like, hey, you know, let's engage with the gaming community because it turns out they have a real passion for, you know, the snack foods that you're selling, this new brand of pretzels. You know, that one's not that far, but you can see where we're plugging into these different communities, finding those incremental users that may be passionate about your product that you're not aware of. And so, you know, we spend a lot of time kind of helping that and then showing the value back and saying, hey, you are gaining efficiency with this, not just, you know, talking to people that are already buying your product.
And the survey of 900 video ad producers has found that video ad producers love video.
Yeah, they love it. I mean, there's a lot of that out there. So, I think Reddit's done a good job of, like I said, of being able to do that in really interesting ways that feel different than a lot of other places. And so we've always talked about, like, look, advertise on the platforms, that's great. But, like, there's a huge role for Reddit in your mix of advertisers right now.
Let's shift over to AI because, you know,
we got to talk about
we
it.
We have it's, to it's, talk it's about mandated. AI. I am curious. I mean, what you've seen here on the ground, it's all over the place. I know it is because I've been here as well. And it's funny because a lot of people will tell you, there's a lot of talk about AI. And then a lot of people will tell you, but I know what AI is really going to be.
Yeah.
And it's funny how many people will say that. I think right out of the gate, though, I'm curious, is Reddit using AI for anything at the moment?
Yeah. So I'll give what my inside take on this. So this may be a little bit less Reddit's take and more mine. Mm-hmm. I started out my career deep in data science, and really at the proliferation of machine learning. And so we spent a lot of time learning and building these models, and then we figured out they were like discriminating against people because we didn't have the right data sets. And there was like a real learning curve on how to implement it, how to do it efficiently, how to do it equitably, all of these different things. And I think AI is going through a similar trajectory in some ways. And so, you know, if you go to a, you know, choose your favorite AI prompt, type in, hey, generate me a room full of business people, like, you're going to get 30 white guys in suits, you know?
Yeah.
And then you say, hey, add women. And we had a great example the other day where it put all the women in bathing suits.
Oh my God.
And, you know, and there's stuff like that where it's like that prompt engineering is really important of saying, hey, generate me a, you know, population diverse representative group of business people,
right?
You know, like, and I think, you know, those are like kind of silly examples, but it's being really smart about how to apply it. Mm-hmm. I think that's really where the industry is going. So are we using it right? Absolutely. You know, we're looking at how to do, you know, increase the productivity, you know, gain insights faster, you know, quicker time to market. How do we help our advertisers understand the vast array and all of the swirl that's going on Reddit constantly? How do we, you know, simplify that, learn from it, and make it really accessible? And I think we have some really interesting plans to do that in the future around our interactions with search. I think we have really interesting plans on how do we make the user experience better? How do we make it better for our moderators? And so there's a number of places where I think we're still learning. But like what I've seen is that there's no company or anything that's like, we are just being run by AI at this point. Like that's the primary thing we're leaning on. I think there's a bunch of places where AI is providing optimizations on niche tasks. And as we start to get better and better at that, I think it will proliferate up, but I think it's going to take a couple years. Like the technology has to advance, the use cases have to get better, the quality control has to get better. We have, you know, you'll read things and then you find out they're not true.
Oh,
like
yeah.
We, you know, and it's like there are really real techniques of like, can we have AI check AI's work? You know, and like these kind of these adversarial AI nets. And so I think as those techniques improve, we'll be able to do that. But it's very like nichely applied right now. But I think it's building too. I think we're starting to really see the rubber hit the road on it. Whereas if you were at AdLeak last year, there was a lot of talk about it and nobody was really, I feel like, applying it in serious business settings. There's a lot of experimentation
though. We were all way too busy freaking about how we were going to lose our job.
Yeah, it's true.
But then I did have a guy in here, a gentleman in here a couple days ago who was saying, yeah, you know, I can replicate any voice. You know, we could simply, you know, do a few samples of you and just replace you. And I'm like, yeah, but I still have to type what I'm going to say.
Yeah. Yeah.
At which point I might as well just say it.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that's the thing is like, at least for now, AI is not prompting AI.
Yeah.
Like humans still have to go in and say, hey, here's the things we need to think about. You know, here's how we want to set up. It's, you know, it's a useful tool at this point. But I, you know, I still think a lot of that thinking and a lot of that direction is coming from humans. And I think it will, you know, I don't know about forever, but definitely for a long time.
Yeah. As long as it's, you know, as long as it doesn't replace me until after I'm gone, I'm
fine.
And it's fine. You know, if I continue to live on as an AI, I'm okay with that. You know? Yeah.
I mean, I think there's opportunities to add tons of productivity. And I always look at this as like, look, we're just raising the floor and we can start putting human efforts into, you know, things that are more interesting. And, you know, again, like I can pull less reports, less data synthesis, and instead spend my time analyzing and communicating. And so I think there's a lot of applications like that where we'll raise the floor, we'll be able to do more interesting work at a greater speed. And that will be, I think that's going to be really an incredible opportunity.
Last recap topic.
Sure.
Before we kind of conclude and, you know, go about our Thursday here, the evolution of privacy.
Yeah.
Privacy has, I mean, you would think privacy would mean the same thing throughout history, but we've managed to completely screw that up in the ad tech world and just the advertising world in general over the past, you know, just the internet in general has really challenged us, I think is probably the best word. How do you feel at, you know, from through a Reddit lens about privacy, number one? And I think number two, what are you seeing here at Advertising Week in terms of where it's going, where it's headed, and what will the challenges be?
Yeah. I mean, from a Reddit perspective, I mean, privacy is you know, and anonymity is literally at the core of what we do in a way that it's not almost anywhere else. And so it's something that we lean heavily into. And I've watched the business make continual decisions that uphold those values. I think the anonymity on the internet is huge. There's so much value. People are so much more open, so much more trusting, so much more willing to be themselves. And so, you know, again, it's very much at the core of what we do. And so I think we're a little bit less affected by some of those changes just because it's so central to who we are. I think the industry is really interesting. I saw a talk where yesterday where they were talking about what's the future privacy laws in the US next year. Are we going to get a big national privacy? We know the FTC is starting to step in enforcement. We know the election will have a lot of bearing on how that gets enforced. Will we have more enforcement or less? And so I think for advertisers, for brands, for platforms, they just really need to be aware that a lot of this enforcement is starting to ramp up. They need to be really thoughtful about getting consent. They need to make sure they're thinking through those changing privacy laws. And that, you know, until we have a national law, which may not happen ever or may not happen for a couple of years, it's this patchwork of different privacy laws, both in the US for all these state laws and then also laws globally. And so being really thoughtful about how to navigate what is becoming a very tricky ecosystem. But it has to be core. It has to be core at what you do at this day and age.
Do you think, you know, on the legal side of it, you know, I think there's, you know, obviously a lot of regions in the world have different regulations and laws regarding all of this that we don't have. Do you think that they will continue to get stronger and will sort of be left behind? Or do you think, because it's funny, we, for whatever reason, seem to be lagging. And I haven't quite been able to understand why that is. I mean, I have a good inclination, but I don't really want to go into it on this show.
Yeah, exactly, right.
You know what I mean? But at the same time, it feels, especially as somebody who's dealing, you know, talking to people in this industry, it's a little embarrassing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And, you know, as a, I don't want to, you know, get all patriotic or anything, but, you know, I'm pretty proud to be an American for the most part, as especially in a global industry. And yet you're always kind of, well, you know, we do need to work on that. But it feels like, I always feel that another regulation is right around the corner elsewhere, just not here.
I mean, I think, you know, at least at Reddit, what we've tried to do is work towards, like, the call it the most rigorous standard. So if the most rigorous standard is coming out of somewhere like Germany, we want to try to work to that, towards that. We again, we may not be able to do it globally in certain places for some reasons, but we always want to work towards that. And so, you know, wherever the cutting edge of privacy is, that's always our horizon that we're trying to accomplish. And I think if you approach it with that mindset, you know, you're always going to be kind of ahead of the curve. And again, when as different privacy laws ebb and flow in the U.S., different states pass things, you know, you're going to be ready. You're going to be prepared for it.
Well, last little bit of, you know, for the day. Is there anything today that you're going to go see?
I've got, unfortunately, I have some meetings to go to and I have a flight to catch. So I'm going to catch some friends that are doing some great insights work over at one of our peers. I won't name names. I'm interested to see what she's working on and interested to see, like I said, you know, some of the talks this afternoon. But yeah, unfortunately, I won't make it till the end of the day. It's winding down. You know, it's been a great ad week, but all things must come to an end.
Ryan, I work here. I may not make it to the end of the day.
Well, so you have a longer day ahead of you than I think I do.
I believe I do.
Yeah.
Ryan, thanks so much for taking the time to be on the show. And, you know, thanks to both Kantar and Reddit for participating in the podcast. This has been an absolute blast for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, enjoy Advertising Week, everyone.
Yeah, thanks.